This is Kim Dumain, Dr. Peebles State of the World Update, free message, November 6th, 2022.
God bless you, Dr. Peebles here. Welcome, dear friends. Today we would like you to fully participate in the transformational energies that are around you at this time. They are accelerating day by day. For some of you, it is quite uncomfortable. For others, you are allowing it indeed to infiltrate your being and creating a shift for yourself, where you are more open to spirit, where you are remembering more and more, and we celebrate with you. For others, indeed, this transformation can be quite disturbing, quite annoying even at times. Yes, indeed. You are, yes, moving into a time period now where you're going to see, yes, a great deal of change. Some of it you won't like, but it is a necessary shift in the energies for the entire planet as well as for you. But dear friends, we remind you of a very important truth. That no matter where you find yourself, no matter what is on your path, whether it be a person, a situation, indeed, it is meant for you to grow and learn from. So the sooner, the more completely you are able to accept that, the more you will grow and the happier you will be. Do not fight what comes across your path. Do not fret, complain, moan, or groan, but instead, bless those energies, no matter what you find there, and know that there is a gift there. Know that as you bless it, you are allowing that transformational energy indeed to impact you in a good way, in a powerful way, in a way that will feel more peaceful, more fulfilling, more enlightening. Now, at this time, you are seeing, of course, continued upheaval on the planet Earth, no matter where you may find yourself. And at times, we would want you to ask yourself more and more, who is in charge of your life? Is it you? Is it your friends? Is it your family? Is it your partner? Is it the government around you? We would want you to begin to understand and to fully, fully move into the space of acknowledging your own power. That will help you move through these transformational shifts in energy much more easily, much more joyfully, instead of listening to all the different voices telling you this and that. Now, of course, we would always want you, yes, indeed, to entertain what is coming across your path, as we had just suggested, but you don't have to take it on. You don't have to get so caught up in it all that you lose your own sense of being your own power. For always, dear friend, you are never, never, indeed, a victim of any circumstance. You are always the one in charge. You are always the power in the universe, starting, yes, always in the moment, right here and now, within you. Remind yourself of that truth often, and you will fare quite well in the changes. Now, there are many on the planet here and there, yes, even in your metaphysical circles, who are saying, ah, another eclipse is coming, which indeed one is, now it is going to mean this or that. Will you indeed, yes, of course, be open to what is being shared? But at the same time, can you decide what your reality will look like? Will you tell yourself, yes, there are transformational changes. Yes, there are eclipses that happen all the time. But I get to decide. I get to interpret what it means for me. So as you stay more and more grounded in your own power, within your spirit, as you allow the energies of God and spirit to flow through you, you will be the core of a transformational shift that is positive, that is uplifting, that will help more and more people find their own truth, their own power, their own center, their core. And that is what we ask of all of you, dear ones, for you are beautifully open to us. You are growing more and more in your awareness and your sensitivity. Now, at times that sensitivity can indeed open you up to more than you bargain for. for you start to feel the things that other people feel. You start to sense the energies around you, and they're not always indeed the most positive, now are they? And that is all right, for as the world continues to go through, yes, the changes, the upheavals, there is growth, there is learning. Some indeed are waking up. Others refuse to, and that is all right. We want you to focus more and more on allowing yourself to feel centered in the light. Allow yourself to be grounded in the most powerful energy in the universe, and that is the energy of love. Can you love yourself in your circumstances, no matter how they would appear, no matter how indeed others tell you? Can you say, I am the creator, I am not the victim of any circumstance, of any situation, of any karmic or astrological shift in the world? And that way, you are moving further and further into your true reality, not just the personality and the ego. For indeed, most of the world around you is coming from the ego states, and that can lead you as well as them astray. Be clear with yourself that I am allowing my spirit to guide me, to direct me, to inspire me every day. Yes, be aware of the voices. Yes, be aware of the opinions and the chatter all around you. But indeed, decide for yourself. How will I choose to align? Will I allow others to have power over me, to tell me what I should feel, what I should do? Or will you indeed turn to the true, yes, indeed, power within you, the guidance that is there always for you, and allow that to bubble up into your current reality? For indeed, there are others in your world, as we've often shared with you, who are manipulating you with fear. They are telling you this and that. Now, you don't have to go along with that, you know? And you're so much better off if you choose not to. But we want you always to understand your power as manifestors, as creators. Every thought that you hold, as you have learned, and you must continually remind yourself, will indeed manifest. So can you hold the loving, kind thoughts first for yourself, filling yourself up with that light, that love, and then you are able indeed to allow that to radiate out into the world, and you will impact others in such a beautiful way. As your light gets brighter and brighter, others will be drawn to you. They will indeed feel that energy of love and light, and it will help them. That is how you are ultimately not only serving yourself, but serving others, because of course, as many of you have learned, you are beautifully, intricately connected to each other. So indeed, pay less attention, less heed to what others are doing and saying right now on the planet. Even those well-intentioned who are saying, oh, you should be prepared for hard times or for recessions. Yes, indeed, there will be always some who will have hard times based on what their soul needs to experience. And indeed, it does not have to be you. You get to frame, you get to choose your perspective and how you will respond to any situation. You will either uplift it, accept it, and transform it into the light, or you will indeed allow the waves of energy from the world, the ego-based realities of the physical dimension, to affect you. And it will not always be the best for you. Yes, there is growth, and no matter what you are experiencing. And of course, we would want you to allow that, but to look gently, to open yourself in an attitude of peace, and ask indeed for the deeper understanding, for the gift indeed to be revealed to you. And that way, you will see the beauty of what your soul is attracting to you. You will see, yes, indeed, the answer to your questions, why this or that is occurring, and then you will have a chance to move through it. You will have a chance to learn from it and be part of that transformation that is occurring on the planet. Do not allow yourselves to be led astray by messages of doom and gloom and fear that does not need to be part of your life. You can choose instead a path of light, a path of love, a path of inner peace, a path of harmony, and then you will rise up with many others who are indeed intending for the same. That is how the world will change. That is how you will move into the years of peace that ultimately will become part of your reality. And of course, we are always here to assist you. We are always standing by to help you when you feel indeed afraid, when you have doubts or confusion. Open yourselves to, yes, the greater reality within your consciousness and know that the answers are available to you. Trust, of course, that we are there. Trust, of course, that your own spirit is there to always hold you up when you feel like you are falling, to always indeed respond to your needs. And then you will grow in your trust, in your faith, in your own power and abilities to create what you need, what you desire. We will always be there for you if you call upon us, including myself directly, Dr. Peebles. Go your way, dear friends, with greater faith in who you are as children of God, as powerful beings of spirit. God bless you.